Louisiana and Oklahoma both started new criminal justice reform efforts a few years ago. Louisiana is celebrating results, while Oklahoma's prison chief is asking for more prisons to hold a growing population of inmates. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, some say Oklahoma can learn something from the Pelican State.
Every day, Oklahoma Department of Corrections Director Joe Albaugh sits at his desk and tries to make a severely overcrowded, understaffed prison system work.
I've been preoccupied with trying to figure out where we're going to put all these people because we're way over capacity.
This year, Oklahoma took the mantle of top incarcerator in the U.S. away from Louisiana, less than a year after the Bayou State enacted a sweeping package of reforms. Louisiana officials didn't expect their prison population to change much over 10 years, but early numbers suggest after several reforms took effect in late 2017, Louisiana's prison population dropped more than 7%. In Oklahoma, recent reforms are only expected to slow down prison population growth.
They took the bite at the apple. They didn't nibble around the edges like Oklahoma did.
Officials in each state asked the U.S. Department of Justice and nonprofit Pew Charitable Trust for help with task forces that started making recommendations on the best ways to keep people out of prison. Many of Louisiana's recommendations mirrored Oklahoma's. Louisiana legislators passed most of the recommendations targeting nonviolent crimes. In Oklahoma, voters approved sentencing reform through two-state questions, but the state legislature did not pass many of the task force recommendations.
I think that we made some good first steps.
Tulsa County District Judge Doug Drummond sat on the 21-member Oklahoma task force alongside Albaugh. When their recommendations went to the legislature, they hit roadblocks. Some lawmakers said the task force was asking for too much, too fast.
If you could agree on a plan that you knew would reduce prison population, keep defendants accountable, and still keep the public safe, everybody would agree. That question is hard to answer.
Some of the more powerful legislation lawmakers approved reworked the parole system and redefined punishments for property crimes and probation violations. Other measures expanded opportunities for modified sentences and gave courts more discretion in sentencing. But Drummond says the task force asked for more.
The sentencing structures for nonviolent crimes. I mean, we've made some progress on that, but that needs to be looked at some more.
One of Drummond's biggest concerns is that many repeat nonviolent offenders still get harsher sentences for new convictions. Legislators reduced the severity for some repeat offenders, but Drummond says they didn't go far enough.
In some cases, before we got started, you could go all the way up to life on some of these crimes, and I think you just need to put a cap on that.
Louisiana legislators were more aggressive on the issue. Drummond was especially disappointed lawmakers did not approve new programs to help people transition from prison and return to productive public life, and failed to create new substance abuse and mental health treatment programs. Lynn Engel was a consultant for Oklahoma's task force. He works for the Crime and Justice Institute in Massachusetts.
Our role was largely to be sort of staff.
Engel says several of the recommendations Oklahoma legislators rejected or reworked would have heavily cut the number of people sent to prison.
The task force really wanted to constrain the use of prison for people who are on probation, clearly have addiction or other treatment needs, but are sent back to prison for violating the terms of their supervision.
Oklahoma lawmakers did approve part of that request, but Engel says the original recommendation was heavily compromised. Albaugh, the state prison director, agrees with Engel and Drummond on some of these points, but he has also pushed for another change that didn't even survive the task force.
The 85% crimes that are killing us right now, they have not been touched.
People convicted of these crimes have to serve 85% of their sentences before they can be released. It's mostly for violent crimes, but it can be applied to some nonviolent offenders, like people convicted of trafficking large amounts of drugs.
We ought to reduce those crimes to 50%.
Some task force members said most thought it would be impossible to get lawmakers to sign off on reduced sentences for violent crimes. But Albaugh says meaningful prison reform won't happen in Oklahoma until lawmakers take big bites out of Oklahoma's harshest sentencing rules. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on prison and criminal justice reform, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.